Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
Delighted to be in the final, really, after a tight win in the semi-final. But Villa seems to be very focused, training's done very well, so we're very happy.
Any injuries or anything?
No, for once we're injury-free, so that's another bonus.
You're undergoing pre's this week as well, which I suppose is almost a distraction from the game, is it?
Yeah, last week and this week, it is a distraction, to be honest with you. Normally we'd be finished the pre's a week earlier, but with everything being postponed due to the weather conditions this year, we couldn't do anything about that. Like, so it's not ideal. Like, Phyllis be tired after the pre's the smallest, you know, but it'd be the same for Dingle, I presume, like, you know.
And has it curtailed your training sessions over the last couple of weeks, or?
No, the pre's haven't. The weather, we had to train out indoors one day, and we had to go to an AstroTurf there up in Clondrod another day, but no, we trained the way as normal, like, really, during the pre's.
Talk to me about that win over St. Faulkner's, a dramatic game that you brought to extra time.
Yeah, we were lucky, to be honest with you. We played okay in the first half, I suppose, and we thought we were going to do okay for the start of the second half as well. But Faulkner seemed to get on top of us in the second half. Like, we just, even though we were a point ahead, we couldn't shake them off, and they seemed to be playing the better football, like, you know. And the longer the second half went on, they seemed to get more belief, and then they just got the goal at a vital time. And we looked dead and buried, really. But straight to the lads, they just gave it one more goal kind of thing, and we just got lucky, and we got a lucky goal. And we drove on an extra time, didn't we? We played well in extra time, so we were very happy with that, like, you know.
Wins like that, when they're so dramatic, they can have a real galvanising effect on a team, can't they?
I suppose it kind of gives you a bit of belief if you're in that situation, and that, like, you've done it once, maybe you could do it again, like, and definitely gives you a bit of belief. But we hope we won't be in the same position again, you know.
Now, you're playing Pubble Scholar Croke Aguina this weekend, a school you know quite a lot about.
We do. We've played in the last few years. And we've come off on the worst side of things, unfortunately, but we'll be hoping to change that this year.
Is revenge kind of a factor? Is that on your mind heading into this weekend?
No, Rich, is like, the only thing on our mind is lifting the cup. It's great to be in the Corny Free final, and regardless of who you're playing, like, you'd be giving it 100% to win, you know. So it's all we're thinking about, really. It doesn't really matter who we're playing. We know we're playing the champions, and we know they're an excellent team. I mean, they're being talked about for as Hogan Cup contenders, so we know we'd really have to be on our best to beat them, like, you know.
What are the strengths of this Cork Aguina side?
I suppose they're very experienced at this stage. Like, you know, their panel has been there. Their back seems to be there with the last year or two, and centre forward, full forward, two very good players, and they've two big strong midfielders as well. So we'd really have to give it 100% to beat them, like, you know.
Well, you'll probably win as underdogs, will you? Does that kind of suit you, in the underdogs tag?
Definitely, actually, we'd be definitely underdogs with them going for 3 in a row. Like, I think it does. Like, to be honest, not many people outside the camp are giving us a chance. But, like, there's no pressure on the lads. We're just going there focused on getting a performance, really, you know. We haven't really played to our potential in any match this year. And if we just pull a good performance out on the day, I think we've caused them trouble. Mm. And that's just, we're going there with that. Like, there's no pressure on us. No one expects us to win, so we're just going there determined to give it a rattle and hope for the best.
Will you have a few buses heading down to support you, I suppose, down to Killarney on Saturday?
We probably will have a bus of supporters going from the school, yeah. We will, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd imagine there's quite a buzz around the school looking ahead to the game.
It's lucky enough now, to be honest with you. I mean, fellas doing the pre's now, that's kind of the main priority in the school at the moment, just being this time of year, like. Just on the training field, things are going great, so there's a really focus. And they're really up for it, like, so we're delighted with that. But generally, all the school, we're just kind of keeping low key at the moment. Like.
Finally, Eric, what has to go right for you to be crowned champions on Saturday?
I suppose really we have to get a lot of possession. I mean, Dingle cleaned up on the middle of the field and had a half hour down the semi final against Killarney. So we have to at least break even around the middle of the field and breaking ball. And, like, we have to, I think the key to playing with Dingle is keep the scoreboard ticking over. I mean, we ran them close last year, but in the second half, when we were on top, we just stopped scoring, and next thing, before you know it, they're after kicking 3 or 4 points, and they're back on top again, so we just have to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and hope for the best.
Excellent stuff. Eric, thanks very much. Best of luck on Saturday, all right?
Thanks a million, bro.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.